Will Kitchen is online now from Dubai. He's the general manager of the ICC Cricket Academy. This is where the Australians are preparing for the Indian tour. And Will is joining us to really explain what it's all about.
Academy was built about 6 years ago with the explicit purpose of hosting stuff in, in the ilk of the Aussie team. So we're quite unique in for a number of different reasons. I mean, firstly, we're in Dubai, so we've got this amazing grass facility in the desert. But the real part of the academy that makes us very, very unique is that we've got different playing surfaces from around the world. So in effect, what we've created for the Australians is a little piece of India in the UAE, I guess, in a very contained, controlled, high-class, high-performance environment. But they're doing some very, very specific preparation for India. And I guess, you know, cricket fans will know what that sort of stuff entails. They've got to go to India and face the likes of Jadeja, Ashwin, and that's a big challenge for Western teams. So that's essentially what they're preparing for at our place. So they've got wickets which are very dry, very dusty, turning. They've got a lot of bowlers who are, you know, specifically tailored towards being able to replicate some of the stuff they're going to face when they get to India. And they're working hard at developing their skills in those positions, if that makes sense.
Well, how do you do it then? Have you got earth and things from India? How do you create the wickets that the Aussies will get?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a very extensive facility. So we've got a huge sort of 38 wicket practice area, which is floodlit. We've got two playing ovals, and in all of the playing surfaces, we have different turf. So on our playing ovals, on our squares, we've got Asian soil and we've got Australian soil, which has come from the Gabba and Wacker. In our net facilities, we've got English soil, Asian soil, and Australian soil. So the soil is imported from the locality. So, you know, the Wacker clay is from Perth, the Gabba clay is from Brisbane, the Asian clay is the same thing that the guys play on in the Dubai Stadium, which is part of our venue. So on that basis, what we're able to do is manipulate the preparation for those clays. And the wickets play very similar, you know, in a very similar way to the ones that the guys will actually get on when they get into those different environments.
It is staggering when you hear about it, but it's been done. The ICC Cricket Academy is set up there in Dubai. And it was interesting talking with David Warner, who is currently there, and he said the big thing is just how the conditions are replicated, as you've explained, that it is going to be the same from what you're giving them right now to when they lob into India.
Yeah, I mean, is it going to be the same? There's a lot of things in India that make playing in India very, very difficult, and that's not just necessarily about the playing conditions themselves, but we try to get it as close as, and it's certainly, you know, what my argument would always be that the specificity of the preparation is the bit that makes the difference. So, and it's a pattern that's been trodden lots of times before. So pre 2015 World Cup in Australia, a lot of teams came to the academy to prepare on our Australian wickets to go into Australia. England have used the academy extensively, and I guess most notably that the 2012 series when they went to India and beat India in India, they spent a bit of time doing exactly the same thing as the Aussies. So I think there's definite benefits to having your skills in conditions that are very similar, but I guess in an environment that hasn't got some of the chaos and some of the disruption that you get when you're actually touring in India.
Understand. I know it's an amazing thing that, as you say, you're in the middle of nowhere and then you've got all these amazing facilities within this academy. And do most world cricket teams come there in preparation for tours right around Australia or around the world, I should say?
Yeah, I mean, last year we hosted, I think, 47 different international teams, and that's across, you know, full member teams, under 19 teams. I guess to give you a flavour, in January we've had 15 different teams through from different parts of the world. We've currently got the Aussie team with us, but we're also hosting the Pakistan Super League, which is five of the Pakistani franchises. There's a couple of ex-Aussies, Shane Watson and Brad Haddin were there yesterday preparing, and they're actually doing something very similar in lots of ways because they're going to be playing in the UAE, so they're preparing for the Asian conditions effectively that they play in here. So yeah, I don't think there's anywhere else on earth that was built and designed in the same way. It's handling the same amount of international traffic, and it makes it quite an exciting place to be. So we've also got huge grassroots programs, like when the when the PSL franchise was in yesterday when the Australians were in. We've also got 200 kids in who are, you know, it's essentially their cricket academy. So that makes us quite unique in that sense. So there's, you know, there's kids who are just starting out on their pathway, practicing alongside Kevin Peterson, and that's quite an exciting proposition, really.
And it sounds an amazing place, Will. We thank you for your time joining us here on Sky Sports Radio. Let's hope the Aussies do us proud in India. You're going to help them a great deal. But literally, it's going to be up to them when they hit India themselves.
Absolutely. No problem at all.
Will Kitchen joining us there from Dubai, the general manager of the ICC Academy, and Jared Middleton. It sounds an amazing place.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's face it, though, the Aussies, they need to adapt to these conditions. Our recent record overseas is appalling, to say the least. It's been a while since we've won in any format overseas. And well, the market for the first test with tab.com.au, India $1.50, Australia $5.50, the draw's $4.50. At this stage, it's dollar for dollar. Punters want to back the Aussies at the price, whether that's a combination of patriotic punting and the fact we're just a big price, I'm not sure, but there was always money for the Australian cricket team. As far as the series is concerned, India are $1.20, Australia $8, a drawn series is paying $7.50. There's good money in the series correct score market for India to win 4-0. $3.25 there. It's the favourite option. And we've got a market, plenty of markets in the futures for this one. Yep. To win a test, Australia to win a test, $2.15. Not to win a test, $1.70. And more markets at TAB.
Tab.com.au. And that first test is Thursday, February 23. India today start playing a test against Bangladesh, which they absolutely dominate.